Let's just review certain things that we saw. This is an exceedingly, as you notice, complex sugya. And I went very lightly over the Shakla Vitarya of the sugya, just to get to focus on certain ideas. Then we'll go back into the more detailed Shakla Vitarya of the sugya. You have the Gemara as Rav stated, Achila Karen Kane Shaganov. What's he talking about? So Tosa says, and the Gemara ends up, it's talking about Yukra Vazula, fluctuation prices. Now, then the Gemara has all sorts of issues. So Tosfos first says that Karen Kane Shaganav is clearly, you don't need a pasuk for that. It's a svara. B'shas Geneva, Am Chayiv Hashava, and that's clear from Tosfos Gufa. I'm chayav hashava, and hashava is either what I took or its monetary value. That's chal b'shas ma'isa, the object or X, what the object is worth, and that's the chiyav tashlumim. That's tosa shitaso. We talked about makas tezayin amir aleph, that geneva in gzeila is no malchus to lav hanitik la'asei. And even if the chavetz is not around, it's still in it. Same mali hay, mali adomin. I don't care whether it's that or the money, whether it's Karen Kane Shaganav. That is exact. It's chiyav hashava, and chiyav hashava is b'shas ma'isam chayev, object or x amount, and that's it. And that is part, and that's included in the Hegeris Hagzela Shagolso. There's no extra Gzeres Hakolso. Comes along a next Gzeres Hakolso. Achila Karen Kane Shaganov. Only Karen is Kane. So if only Karen is Kane Shaganov, so apparently there's something else that's not Kane Shaganov. What could that be? Cable Dalva. Hey! Only this, and the far of this, and the. Okay. Now, this is, and the Gemara says, we're talking about Yukra Vazula. Now, that's what, and Rav's talking about Yukra Vazula, only about Yukra Vazula. Now, the question is, what about if we have changes in the object itself? How do we go? Whether Shinikona, Shinikona, or it's a change that's not enough for Shinikona? That the Gemara goes on Samachay Amid Beis. Gemara on Samachay Amid Beis. Uloi Reb Chanina. On Samachay Amid Aleph, the Gemara begins with the Sfar Anum Patim Noviyat Chakras. And let's that if there's a difference of shvach de memela or shvach biyadayim, if I, let's take a simple way of understanding it, that there's a general klal that which I create, I own. I created, I had an I stole an 80-pound calf, and I fed it. Now it's 120 pounds. I own the 40 pounds of that calf. I invested in it. I spent money on it, put effort into it. I own it. Simple. That we'll see whether that's sustainable or not, but let's take that as a potential simple-minded shot to begin. Which Tosa says, Mashin is about me, I have a shot somewhere to begin. Okay. That's not true. Why is that not true? Says Tosis. Even the spot may low. Mishal came with Allah. Can she gonna come over with Levin Asayil? Mishal no. For the Shnei Lokonim. Mishum Do Amalei Otu Turgam. He says no. That deal is not true according to Reb Chanina, and we pass like Reb Chanina. Now, is this going so? The simple way, the Gemara at this point, according to Tosas HaHavana, seems to be within the camp of Rabbi Eloi. Okay. So this Tosas is the Ri. The Ri says the following idea. That, what is the machlok between Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Eloi? And here both the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam agree on it. Question is how we pass it. Rabbi Chanina talks in terms of objects. What was the object you stole? And you're chayiv for the object you stole. Now, that's number one. Rabbi Eloi said, no, you're chayiv. You're chayiv. You stole whatever you stole. You stole something worth X, now it's worth Y. You look at objects, you look at money. Number one. Where Ri and Rabbeinu Tam separate. Ri and Rabbeinu Tam separate. And another thing. Kevul Dalan Vehe. You go B'shas Chalos HaChiyuv or B'shas Mais Machayev. Kevul V'Dalan Vehe. Ara Knas. Now, it's a very complex issue which we'll be dealing with an entire year about Knas. If you take the simple Mahalach of, let's say, Tosis, Ksubas, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis. Give me a Gemara Ksubas here. Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis, down at the bottom. Lavin Shalom Machayev. Avo Gav Dehocha, he even says Tosis. Talking about a knas. If you lot says he day shemayim in a chayef. A knas, let's say, okay, I'm a big bal tshuva, I want to do tshuva, I'll pay whatever, min a shemayim, not what bezins machayef. National chayef. Even lot says he day shemayim. The afkum a mamon. In mamon, I'm chayef. I'm a rova, so what's the polem? Where's he saying? I'm potter from mammon. But let's see, but the chiyuv's there, bezin doesn't enforce it. What in knas? The chiyuv's there, bezin doesn't enforce it. Or there is no chiyuv. He says, in komlei b'rabine, the chiyuv's there, bezin doesn't enforce it. But knas, avo knas, lo mechayev elo al pi bezin. There's no chiyuv at all until Bezin says, you are hereby chayiv. Yamrinin, Asher, and the Pasuk, Asher Yashin Elohim, Yishan. When Bezin is mechayiv, Elohim means Bezin, Asher Yashin, when Bezin is mechayiv, then Yishan Shnayim Arayim. Problem Mashiach, so that's why Mordechai Knas is part. Come. Okay, so that Tosa sets down that cloud. Those of you who learned Marcus a few years ago may remember, Tosus and Marcus Daf Hey isn't so clear about that. The Rosh is very clear in the end of the first parent. The Chiyuv is Chal, except it's not Bezin cannot enforce it. But if I'm Toface, it works. Rajb in most places is very clear, at least the Tosus here. In Ksubis, there's no Chiyuv. The Ri, there is no Chiyuv. There is no chiv whatsoever until Bezin says you are here by Mechayim. And when does that happen? That happens Amor Bedin. Bezin says you are here by Chayim. So you depend on the chalos achiv that you've said the Ri. And what object are we talking about? The object that was stolen at the price when Bezin is Mechayim. That's it. That's how the Rebbe learns Tlo'im. When I look at object Meikaret, Bam Kedashast. Now, what is the Machayev of Kefil? Machayev Kefil is Gneva. Tzvicha Mechira, we'll see, it could be Chiyuve Gneva. Gneva is the Machayev. And when it's, if he, that when you finalize the Gneva, you Chayev so much. Good. That's a simple, straightforward way of learning the Rebbe. Very straightforward pshat. Comes Rabbeinu Tam and says, no. We do not paskin like Rabbi Chanina. Paskin like Rabbi Loi. Talk about money. How much is it worth here? How much is it worth here? Now, and the Shas and you talk not the Shas Chalos Chiyuv, the Maisa Machayev. That's the, according to the Riknas, is the Chalos Achiyuv. Bezins Koveya. That's what it's, the valuation is then. The object is what was stolen. The price of that object is Chalos Achiyuv. When Bezin says Yochayev, Rabbeinu Tam says no. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you go by the Maisa HaMachayev. What is the Maisa HaMachayev? So here, he says, the Gneva with the Tricha Mechira, the holding on to the Chafetz, and the holding on to the Chafetz is either when the Gneva and when the Gneva finishes. Two, you're holding on to the Chafetz until the Gneva finishes. When does the Gneva finish? Either when it goes out of this world, it breaks, or when Bezin says, give it back. Holding on till the Gneva finishes. Holding on till the Gneva finishes. That's the Machayev. How do I know that's the Machayev? Because we have a halacha of Chosu Karan Labayim. That if you give it back before that, so then you're potter. Because when Bezin catches up with you, the Gneva's long gone. The Gneva was never finished. I finished it off myself. Didn't finish by itself by breaking. Didn't finish it when Bezin finishes it. If I finish off the Gneva myself, so I'm potter. Okay. Am I giving it back? Chosu Karan Labayim. Okay. So Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri are coming from two very different angles. They're coming the angle of you look at money or you look at objects. They come from another angle. Look at the Maisa Machayev, you look at Chalos Achiyuv. Now, the Ri can say what he says only on the assumption the Ri is working with the Tosus and Tzubas. Well, Gimel on the Beis, there is no Chiyuv whatsoever until Beis and Batzins is Chiyuv. Yeshitas of Rav Rishon. Almost all Rishon. Now, into this walks the Rosh. Into this walks the Rosh, where the Rosh says, wait 1 second. I have a problem with the Ri. I can't hold like the Ri. Because I hold, I don't know, the Chalos HaChiyuv is the moment he steals it. Or the Chalos HaChiyuv, no, the Chalos HaChiyuv is not when Bezin says it. Is the Chalos HaChiyuv is the Shas Maisa Machayev. I don't have the tools to work with the Ri. The Ri can be mechalek between Chalos HaChiyuv and Maisa Machayev, that he can be mechalek. But according to the Rosh, Chalos HaChiyuv is b'shas Maisa Machayev. He doesn't have that flexibility, and therefore he has to move into the camp of the Ri. Not identically the Ri, we'll see, but he's within the general camp of the Ri that we talk about Chalos HaChiyuv. When we talk about Maisa Machayev, number one. Number two, he's very, very clear. We don't paskin like Rabbi Chanina, we paskin like Rabbi Loi. That we look at money, we don't look at objects. And Adrab, from what he says, apparently, we'll see it inside, that goof is a machlokes between Rabbi Loi and Rabbi Chanina. And since we paskin like Rabbi Loi, so therefore, automatically, I don't look at objects anymore. I look at what it was worth here, what it's worth here. Now, there's a little problem with the words of the Rosh. I gave my Havana of the words. If you take a look at Kamas Achrona, each one is trying to figure out. He seems to contradict himself within Tokeh Dei Dibur here. He says, Svaru, the Karen is Chayev, B'Shas Gneva. Well, Kevel, the Dalet, V'Helo, M'Chayev, Shas Hamor, B'Din. Yimod, Mifta. Wait one second. Mod, Mifta, so that means he's L'Chora, there is no Chiyuv until Bezdin Paskins, and that's why Mod, B'Knas Potter. How does that fit what he said in Daft Azov on the base? But that's not as much as a problem as two lines later. He says the words, "Avol kevul v'dalad v'hei v'machayev adshas hamor abedin," and that's so. If because he can adshas hamor abedin the kevul kamash rusa kishu kishivul of ato what it's worth exactly now kishigvardin avol le'inyan arba v'chamisha shaman kama yoshav v'bishas tficha v'chira. Why shas b'chayev? Then he's shy to come achayev. Wait a second. Do we go by shas machayev or shas chalos achiyuv? Two lines late. So apparently, what he says back here is kefal amchayev. What's the ma'aseh machayev? Holding on to the object until Bezin says give it back. Is holding on to the object until it leaves this world. And you're calling it with a shinui, it breaks, something like that. Or holding on to it, Tibet and tells you to give it back. So, and that's what he says, Imoda Mifta. I can get out of it by either handing it back, Imoda, and etc. So, he's describing the Maisa Machayev, not the Chalos Achiv. It's the only way that we can make any consistency out of this without changing his gears. Some people try to change his gears to make it. If you just take it the way it is. And he said, okay, that, so he's beginning with the Mahalach of Rabbeinu Tam. And if it went up in price before Hamad Abedin, lo mashan ki hashtu. So what does he say here? He says, if it goes up in price before Hamad Abedin, he just said previously here, Karen is chayav shas gneva. Kefil dalvah and chayav shas hamor abedin. And he says, now is that if it goes up in price, down in price, it makes a difference? That's it. So, what does he say? If it went up in price, you're paid by the original price. Oh, that's for Rabbeinu Tam again. So, what does it mean, kefil kishas hamor abedin? So let's see what, let's go back and see what he says. So when is he says if it went down in price, Gobachas Hamoda Bedin. And what if it went up in price? Nisyak would call them Hamoda Bedin, Mamashalam. He doesn't pay Kihasht. El Kamei Kara. Whose sheet is that? Rabbi Natan. If it goes down in price, you pay Kishas Hamoda Bedin. If it goes up in price, you pay Kishas Kneva. So that's exactly what Rabbi Natan says. You have 2 points. You have the Gneva and the Hamoda Bedin. You have, and you pay the minimum of both. And there's a difference, went up or went down.
Maybe he's talking about Nisyaka, Achel, Tvicha before the Hamoda Bedin.
What? So he's talking only about Tzvicha Mechira.
And he's talking about
okay. We'll see. Uchusha v'hishmina Beinin yin kerim Beinin kefil dalav v'hei Misham kein Shagonav to amale anabatim v'achakos. If you are biodayim, so you own the extra fat in the animal. So he's going back to the Gemara Samachay Omer Aleph. The Mali Kol Lekula Mali Kol Abag. The Spatman Memela. Now he gets it. What happens in the Spatman Memela? Kosu Betosis. Who is Tosis here? The ring. Ian Kavel Dalvehe Misham Ken Shigonav. Why? Because of Chanina. Revi Raim Reb Chanina. This is according to the Rebbe, makes no difference whether it happened be a dayim or happened b'meila. So Chanina rejects the simple way, according to the Rebbe, the simple way of learning Omer Aleph, he rejects. Why does he reject that? Because it would seem to make a difference be a dime and not be a dime. And I just look at the object that was stolen. That's all I'm looking at. He says, but the Rif disagrees with the ring. Why does the Rif disagree with the ring? How do I know that? Where of Alpha is called Dr. Khushami Hishmina, Misham, Mishun Omelana Patim Vak Chakras. That extra 40 pounds on this cow, it belongs to the God. If he invested, he fed this animal, he produced it. Well, and now he's coming to explain. This gufa is the machlokas between Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Loi. What's the machlokas between Chanina and Rabbi Loi? That, according to Rabbi Chanina, I look at the object that was stolen. And according to Rabbi Loi, we don't look at the object that was stolen. Whereas Rabbi Natan says, yeah, you look at the money, not the object that was stolen. He says, and we see that the Rif Paskin said, why the Rif Paskin that way? Take a look at the Gemara at Sarif Ovam at base. He has the Gemara at Sarif Ovam at base. The Gemara says, Zeha Klau, Kol Agazlonim, and Tzarevavim at base, opposite with the Tosis is Vahalo Shosek Zochabot, move straight across. That's what I'm saying. Hold the Omer of Eloi, Gan Klev Natsai, Ego Natsa Shor, Natsa Shinibi Yadu Kno, Tavach Moch Shalohu Tuvach Shalom Moch. Okay, so he interprets that this is the Gemara Paschal, like Eloi. Wait a second. There's a black and white Gemara passing like Rabbi Loi. How in the world does the Re passing like Rabbi Chanina? Not going to pass against the black and white Gemara. So, Me'etz Hashem Blineta, for tomorrow, I want everyone to see, is there a Hechrich to passing from Sarevov like Rabbi Loi, or there's still room to passing like Rabbi Chanina? He has black and white Gemara that says more than that. Is it possible for Rabbi Chanina to go against the Stam Mishnah? That would be very unusual for him to do. So apparently, Reb Chanina had some other way of dealing with the Mishnah, and the Rishonim, possibly like Reb Chanina the Bri, weren't really bothered by this Gemara for some reason. The Rosh views that that's the way it is, because of Rabbi Loi. Now, shouldn't be a duke? No. Because he tells me. Why? Lagabe, what do we paskin like, Rabbi Loi? Levin Asael, Sashinoi, and Yakona. Wait a second. There's much more going on between Ruchanin and Loi just with Levin Asael, Sashinoi. But he says, since the Gemara doesn't say anything, says like about Rabbi Loi, that means he's Loi across the board. Came and I walked to Rabbi Loi, last of all, Rabbi Chanina, the Amatur Gamino. And from the Gemara and Sarei Vavam at base, we see Rabbi Chanina is rejected. So you don't look at, and what was the whole Sfar Rabbi Chanina? You look at objects, not at money. So apparently you look at money. Once you look at money, so then the question is, Maisa Machayev or Chalos Achiv? The Rosh is stuck again with Rabbeinu Tam, because Chalos Achiv is Maisa Machayev. It's all one. Now, is he completely like Rabbeinu Tam or partially like Rabbeinu Tam? The Meshalim Tashlumin came Shum the Kanye Bishinu. Or the Meshalim Tashlumin Kevel Ken Shagonav Nishum the Kanye Bishinu. Al Pitum the Mamele Meshalim Kedahashtra. Ochim Estaba. What does he say? Or the Meshalim Tashlumin Kevel Ken Shagonav Shum. Why? Anapatim of Yachaklis. The extra 40 pounds in the animal belonged to who? To the Ganif. He spent money on it. He spent effort on it. He created it. Oh, Mamela. Misham Kedahashto. Tvicham Bekir is Kedahash. Here is different than Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, what do? According to Rabbeinu Tam, you take the minimum of both. And according to the Rosh, Tzvicha Mechira, if it is Mispat Mumeyeleha, you take Shas Machayev, which is a Tzvicha Mechira. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a very simple Sara Machlokas, which we'll see by Meshach Hazman, that the Machayev is the Gneva plus the Tzvicha Mechira, according to. But the Rosh told you at the top of the page, B'shat Tzvicha Mechira, that he shy to come a chayiv. You look at only the Tzvicha Mechira. According to Rabbeinu Tam, difference between Kefil and Kefil and Tzvicha Mechira is similar in Kefil is the extended holding on to the object until the Gneva finishes. It begins at the Kefil, and the Gneva ends when it finishes either B'shas Shinui or B'shas, you walk into Bez and still holding on to the object, holding on to it until the Gneva finishes. Mash Enkein, and therefore, when does the Gneva finish? In Tzvicha Mechira, the Gemara says later on, the moment I shecht it, I'm finishing off the original Gneva. So it's the extended mice comes along the verse. No, Tzvicha Mechira is a separate pasuk. The Tzvicha Mechira itself is a Machayev. The question is, what is the Machayev in Tzvicha Mechira? The extended mice Gneva, which would mean Tzvicha Mechira and Kefil is all, is very similar. Or Kefil and a Chanami, it's the extent, it's holding on to it till the Gneva is finished. Shein Tzvicha Mechira is the Machayev. Then he finishes off. What is not? So now we come to the mysterious four words. These four mysterious words. He's not exactly like Rabbi Tam. Rabbi Tam, I understand. I understand what he did with these four words. But now these four words are pointing to the Rosh. He deviated a little bit from Rabbi Tam. So, Mishum de Kanya Bishinui. Plevenasa Ayo, not a Shini Biyadu Kno. Shelahu Tover, Shelahu Mofa. Domim, which is. So what does Dom Kedahashta mean? How does he interpret those words? Any intelligent young Jewish mind can think how the Rosh would interpret those words. Excellent. He is Rabbeinu Tam with a little twist. Now, this is the way these two Rishon. Now, this is Rashi. Before we go on to the Ruach HaKodesh, this is Rashi. I thought I had Rashi pretty well worked out until this morning Rabbi Creditor sort of confused me. So, we tell me that Yosemi Kula. So let's begin with one Rashi, and then we'll go to Rabbi Creditor's Rashi. Tosis make Tloim Kedemei Kara. What does that mean? Kloma, Bola Shalim Tloim. How do I want to pay back? So, what are we talking about? Kefil Dalav Hay. So we know Kolag Keren, Kolag Azlona, Mishalmam, Kishasek Zela. That we know. So, if the object is here, you hand it back. The object's not here, Kishasek Zela. That's a mission. Kefil V'dal V'hei, how do I pay back? So that if I come to pay back with a tleh, with a sheep, with a calf, this is, what is it? I hand back what I stole. Equivalent of what I stole. I stole a calf, here's take a calf. Right now, maybe a bull, but I stole a calf. Yeah. Take it back, Kefil Dalva. But Domim is different, Kedahasht. Why? So Tosis explains. Yerlari, Alchemper, he says. He says, what does Rashi say? Dom dino you cause me shall also. he says, we have a pasuk. Hamisha Elishna the Mema, Yukum Gami, Elishna the Karnami, Guft Son Bokan is current. So, that means as follows. There are two separate, according to Rashi, you have two separate types of chiyuvim with two separate psukim. One pasuk, Hamisha Boko Yishalim, the Arba Son, Tachas. You stole this? Give back a second of what you stole. Give back four times what you stole. Give back. So, that's if that's how you're paying back. But let's say you're not doing it that way. Certainly, it's not talking about a chiyuv hashovah. What are you talking about? Talking chiyuv domim. Chiyuv domim. Oh, achilah keren kein shagav. Only keren is shein shagav. And David Vehei is somewhat of a din. So I have two separate psukim. So what is according to Rashi? Rav said, Keren Ken Shaganav. We gave him David Vehei, Kishan somewhat of a din. Why Achia Davkali Keren Ken Shaganav? Achia Keren Ken Shaganav. If I'm paying money, Karen is Kain Shagana. Dalva, hey, if I'm paying money, what am I paying? Shasamara Bedin. But if I'm not paying money, I'm replacing the object. It's a separate Zasakosal. Hamisha Boko Yashalim. I pay Tachas, the equivalent to what I took. Two separate psukim talk about two different types of payment. So that Rashi is very, very clear. But then along came Rabbi Creditor and sort of seemed to tell me differently. The Rashi I read a little too quickly. That's a very big problem. You have Rashi talks in short terms and you don't always pay attention to every word he says. On Samach Dalet Amid Beis. Achila Karen Kenshka. L'kamen hu b'shmaitin. Talking later on. I stole an animal and went down in weight. Oh, whose law went down in price? Misham Kisha Signev. Siv Chaim. Chaim. Hech Yehu le Keren shall Gneva Shehe Sholei. So Rashi is different than Tosis. Rashi says, Achy le Keren Kain Shaganav. Is talking also about the Keren. So, what does that mean? Make sure the Keren is shalom. He gets back what he lost. Rashi is talking what happens if it went down in price or down in weight. What happens if it went up in price or went up in weight? What about the Keren? Rashi is very clear. What is the exact cause of Achila Karen Shaganav? He's not supposed to lose any money on the Karen. Make sure he gets back what he lost. Now, what happens if it went up in price? Is Rashi going to say you pay by the higher price? Can Rashi say that? Let's say it went up in price from 1 to 4. What? Okay, let's see the Gemara. But wait 1 second before we touch anything. We have to remember there's a Mishnah. The beginning of Hagoz Aleitzim. Saying what? Zehaklau. Kol HaGazon HaMasham Kishasek Zeyla. Right, and that's talking about what? Yukra Vezula. So what's Rashi talking here? There's an addition. So we want it, so what is Rashi telling us? Achila Karen Kain Shaganav tells me, Karen he doesn't lose, number one. And Kevel Dalva Hey, he may lose. What happens? If it goes down in price. Only Karen he doesn't lose. But if he comes to pay money, what does Rashi tell us in Samach Vav? So I am Boler Shalim, Tlon Kamikor, Sagit, like on of a time of Shalim. But comes to pay money, is called Kisha Samara Bedin. That means, even if, in all cases, I don't care if the animal changed, the animal didn't change, the price changed, the price didn't change, everything's Samara Bedin. So Rashi, apparently, we're going to have to see, but he cannot go against the Mishnah. And Tosus had a very strong point. God goes on, Mishnah Kshasak Zela also talks about Yurka Vazula. So Rashi says, Achil Karen Kane Shagana means you don't lose, but do you gain? So that's we have to see. Mirza Shemblin at it tomorrow. How Rashi, and we'll go, once we've seen that before, we see the Reb Chaim and the Rambam and the Ravid, we'll go back to see how all the different Rishonim work through the details of the Sugya. See, the ideas I explained pretty clearly. Now we have to work those ideas through the Sugya. Mirtz Hashem, Blinetta, we shall continue.